Actress Allison Janney climbed into the head of her most famous TV character earlier this hour, the assertive, confident press secretary C.J. Craig on The West Wing. She and Ellen Page have been reunited on the movie screen in another story about a baby that's even more provocative than the 2007 hit, you'll remember, Juno.
I need to find Nico. Please. I'm his girlfriend, Tallulah.
Whose baby is this?
It's his.
In Tallulah, Janney plays Margot, an uptight professor full of misgivings about where she's going and where she's been. Her estranged son's girlfriend, played by Ellen Page, has no misgivings about anything in her life, including the baby she stole from a drugged-out Beverly Hills housewife. Janney says Tallulah tells the story of women in extreme situations using their inner strength to stay grounded against all odds.
It's about being tethered to the earth or wanting to be here and be alive and be present in your life and a yearning for connection. And those are themes that I love. And I love that Margot's character had an arc and she starts one place and she ends up someplace quite different and quite hopeful in a great, better place. And all the women do. They go through remarkable changes. And I think it also speaks to a larger issue about motherhood and, you know, that not everyone should be a mother, but people make the decision for sometimes the wrong reasons.
The intellectual underpinnings of your character are this woman who starts from a position of intelligence about what she wants and has to get to a very physical, visceral sense of what her experience is going to be. She's sort of brought to her knees by circumstances.
Yes, she is. And she's holding on to the intellectual, refusing to look at mm-hmm. the emotional and deal with it. And Ellen Page's character comes into her life and she's forced to look at her life in an emotional way.
Has she eaten?
Not really.
All right, I think I... Oh, God. I have some cereal or something. Here you go.
No milk or anything, huh? Just like that?
Are you breastfeeding?
She's a bottle.
Well, why don't you make her one? And she needs a change of clothes. Where are her things?
Stolen.
Did Paige have any trouble shedding the brainiac qualities that she has?
She just relished every moment. She fell in love with this character and loved how she was unencumbered by what everybody else encumbers themselves with. She just was like this little elf sprite little thing that just didn't know any better not to do so. Like she just had her own rules.
Completely free.
Completely free.
Right. A joyful dumpster diver.
Yeah, a joyful dumpster diver. She would love that. The only difficult thing for all of us was working with them with 15-month-old babies. Ellen had to, she's an angel. She had to be with those babies 24/7 in order to get that connection on camera that's there with the babies. It was extraordinary and under really hot New York City conditions. It was a challenge for all of us. And Sean was happened to be pregnant while she was directing this and with another child with her. And it was
not a boys club.
It was not. No. We had a female DP, female producers. It was a really wonderful female power movie.
There's always talk in films about you got to like the characters. Are they sympathetic? Are they not? And sometimes that can be a very tense discussion with actors and directors. In this particular case, none of these characters is carrying around any trophies in the beginning.
I mean, no,
hard to like any of them.
It is. And we as actors, we, no matter how despicable a character is we're playing, we look for that quality or that one moment or the scene or where you can feel mercy for them. And Carolyn's character, you do hate her when you first meet her, but then you have, I think, incredible compassion for her. And you may not think that she is meant to be a mother, but I think she'll be quite a different mother at the end of the movie moving forward than she was at the beginning of the movie.
It seems so many interesting, challenging actor tour de force movies are on this intimate sort of low budget kind of project. It used to be kind of odd, but now there's a whole sort of craft of doing films this way. And, you know, with the Netflix world and the sort of binge watching TV world, there are just huge opportunities, it seems.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. A lot of it's, thank God for Netflix. I was just, you know, it's all changing now. When I was at Sundance and our film was bought by Netflix and people are watching things, it's different. It's changing. The landscape's changing. But the roles that I tend to want to play in films end up being, you know, these smaller movies that where people, not big budgets, but they take more chances. And
are there more of them now, though?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, you're getting gigs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm working. I'm not, knock wood. I keep getting to play. And
which probably means you've been so distracted with all this work and stuff, you haven't noticed the political campaign or anything.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, well, what's going on? You probably wouldn't want to talk about that at all from the perspective of a famous character that a lot of people know.
Oh, CJ. God, yeah. I wish I were. It would be kind of great to have CJ have her own, you know, podcast or something where she could spout. It would be fun to hear what CJ would have to say about the convention going on right now.
How would CJ do damage control on the Melania Trump moment of plagiarism?
I wish that, unfortunately, we don't have Aaron Sorkin sitting right here, but I would not. I have no talent or skills at being CJ except for memorizing his brilliant words. Truly, that's why it's a
Sorkin
big.
How would Sorkin handle something like that? When things explode, you know, does Sorkin would go, let's go right for it? Or does he say, wait for it to sort of...
Okay, you know, when we did West Wing, it was uncanny how he has all these, you know, people who would be contributing and he would manage to write episodes about things that hadn't happened yet and then they did happen. The only time he really took something was when after 9/11 he wrote an episode about what had just happened to our country. But most of the time, everything he wrote came from...
the experts.
Whatever. He would put all the experts in the room and put a subject on the table and say, discuss. And then he'd listen to both sides of you know, Republican or Democrat or, you know, third party, whatever views on things. And he would use that and craft his, you know, the episode. So CJ, she would talk about the Republican convention with Mrs. Trump in a way that be incredibly classy and yet drive home the point that something was a little strange there.
Well, it's a form of flattery. No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
A form of flattery.
She would do it in a classy way where you wouldn't really, you'd have to think,
If CJ was actually, you know, doing damage control for the Donald.
No.
That's a ride they wouldn't even have at Six Flags, probably.
No. Yeah, she wouldn't be doing that.
You know, I'm thrilled with the success of this. I'm also thrilled, I think, with how Sean stayed with this project. Often a director's labor of love is the movie you never want to get made. But this is so tenderly and deeply felt on her part and comes as a lot of things, you know, journalists will see things that happen and want to make a story out of it. And I just am so in admiration of how she stuck with this and made it work.
She's fierce and determined and a really classy, wonderful woman who tells great stories. She's a great director too, really knows what she wants and knows how to get it verbally. It's so amazing. I always thought, God, I couldn't be – everyone says, don't you ever want to be a director? I'm like, I would suck at it because I'd be like, can you just I need a – if you could just be – like I couldn't
be more
find
squishily,
the words.
Squishily. Say
and
that more,
she is so verbal. It's amazing. She can communicate exactly what she wants. And it's so wonderful as an actor to have that.
Allison Janney's new film is Tallulah. It's out on Netflix today.